They say the city never sleeps, but they're talking about the big city, not these small towns in upstate. When they dozed off, they didn't wake up. When the factories closed and the big box stores moved in, they slumbered on. Shopping malls, strip malls popped up outside the city limits, so they didn't have to pay any city taxes. And even though the towns tried to rouse themselves, their spirit was sapped. Saratoga Springs is different. There's money. Old money, new money, there's money enough to go all around. But it doesn't work that way. Few people have it, and the rest of us get by. I'm a private investigator. I make a living, but there are times it's so quiet I'll take any job, and I mean any. Danny Boy, PI speaking.
I'm calling on behalf of Mrs. Millhouse.
How can I help?
Madam's pussy is missing.
Oh?
We would like to hire you to find Madam's pussy.
What's so special about her pussy?
When her kitty disappeared, she was wearing a rather expensive diamond collar.
I see. I'll be right over. I drove over to the Millhouse Mansion. It's up on North Broadway. That's where you'll find those stately old Victorian houses. But this one was new. It was built by Millhouse the Younger. He married a chorus girl by the name of Vicky, an ex-rockette. You know, long legs, big smile. But Vicky and her husband weren't together anymore.
Mr. Boyer, I presume? Follow me. Madam Millhouse, Mr. Danny Boyer.
Please sit down, Mr. Boyer.
Thanks. I understand your cat was stolen?
Kitty.
Is her name Kitty Cat?
No, just Kitty.
You have a picture?
Of course. Wooster.
Here you are.
I see. She's a long-haired Siamese. Or Balinese.
You know your pussies, Mr. Boyer.
Does she talk?
All the time.
Does she come when you call?
When you call? I don't know. Try it.
Here, kitty.
Try a little harder.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
You've never had a cat, have you, Mr. Boyer?
I'm a dog person.
My ex-husband was, too. He hated my pussy.
The collar she was wearing, are they real diamonds?
Very real.
You know anyone who would have taken her?
Do you mean among my friends?
Do you suspect anyone?
I suspect everyone. Now go find my kitty, Mr. Boye.
Vicky's ex, Peter Millhouse, is one of the guys responsible for these buildings popping up all over town. Where there used to be parking lots, there are condos, expensive ones. They run a cool million or two, or three. Not bad for a small upstate town, except try to find a parking space downtown. Good luck.
Peter Millhouse, he's over there, in the trailer.
That damn cat was wearing diamonds?
That's what I was told.
Christ.
Any idea who would have taken her?
Sure. One of her cuckoo friends.
Can you give me a name?
Vera Van Heusen.
Why do you think it's her?
Because of who she thinks she is and who she really is.
Care to elaborate?
You're the dick. You figure it.
I figured if anyone knew where to find Vera, it'd be Velma. She owns a bar. It's called Velma's.
Why, it's Danny Boye.
Hey, Velma. I'm looking for Vera Van Heusen.
Why?
I'm working a case.
What case?
The case of the missing cat.
Is business so bad that you're out looking for cat?
Well, you know, it comes and it goes.
Oh, Danny. Come here. Sit down. This is on me.
Ah, thanks. It's a missing long-haired Siamese Balinese wearing a diamond collar.
What's it worth?
A lot. You know, with my brains and your looks, we could go places.
John Garfield, the postman always rings twice.
I'm too easy.
You've got a nice build for a private detective.
It gets me around. Dick Powell, murder my sweet. So, you seen Vera?
She runs an art gallery over on Beekman.
Art gallery?
What's wrong with art?
Nothing. Did you ever pose nude?
Why? You want to paint me?
Maybe.
I'll tell you what. I'll paint you.
In a nude?
Sure. You get the paint. I'll bring the brush.